Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text Number 29. This is the prose, so I'm going to speak the Sanskrit, and then we can repeat the word by word. Hiranmayepi Bhagavan Nivasati Kurma Tanum Vivaranastasya Tat Priyatatmam Tanum Aryamasahavarsha Purushahi Prit Ganadipatir Upadavati Mantram Imam Chanujapati Hiranmaye. In Hiranmayavarsha. Happy indeed, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Nivasati resides, Kurma Tanum, the body of the tortoise, Vivaranaha, manifesting, Tasya, of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Priyatamam, dear most, Tanum, body, Aryama, the chief resident of Hiranmayavarsha. Saha, with Varsha Purushai, the people of that tract of land. Pitgana Adipati, who is the chief of the Pitas. Apadavati, worships in devotional service. Matram him, Imam this. Cha, also, Anujapati, chants, translation, and purport by His Divine Grace, Esi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya. Sukadev Goswami continued, in Hiranmayavarsha, the Supreme Lord Vishnu lives in the form of a tortoise, Kurma Sarira. This most dear and beautiful form is always worshipped there in devotional service by Aryama, the chief resident of Hiranmayavarsha, along with the other inhabitants of that land. They chant the following hymns. Purport. The word Priyatama, dear most, is very significant in this verse. Each devotee regards a particular form of the Lord as most dear. Because of an anatheistic mentality, some people think that the tortoise, boar, and fish incarnations of the Lord are not very beautiful. They do not know that any form of the Lord is always the fully opulent personality of Godhead. Since one of his opulences is infinite beauty, all the Lord's incarnations are very beautiful and are appreciated as such by devotees. Non-devotees, however, think that Lord Krishna's incarnations are ordinary material creatures, and therefore they distinguish between the beautiful and the non-beautiful, not beautiful. A certain form of the Lord is worshipped by a particular devotee because he loves to see that form of the Lord. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Anantarupam Adhyam Purana Purusham Navayavanancha. The very beautiful form of the Lord is always youthful. Sincere servants of a particular form of the Lord always see that form as very beautiful, and thus they engage in constant service. In constant devotional service to him. Translation again. Sukadeva Goswami continued, in Hiranmayavarsha, the Supreme Lord Vishnu lives in the form of a tortoise, Kurma Sarira. This most dear and beautiful form is always worshipped there in devotional service by Ariyama, the chief of resident of Hiranmayavarsha, along with the other inhabitants of that land. They chant the following hymns. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Yananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Miritam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Panchakalpa Taruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastati Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, dear devotees, welcome to this Srimad Bhagavatam lecture, short Srimad Bhagavatam lecture. Short because this the purport is short, and because it doesn't mean that the topic is not deep or is not important, but maybe other devotees more able to explain in better than me, or better than me, this topic. Maybe tomorrow, because we are, they chant the following hymns. Now tomorrow we can hear in the class the hymns, no, that the inhabitants of Hiranmayavarsha chant or sing or perform. But today we can speak about some thoughts about this particular purport, and about two or three topics we have to in order to discuss this. But before, I don't know if you have experience of have you ever had a pet? No, never? Someone, yes, or other. Yes, pet. Yes, animal. Yes? Yes. Okay. The devotees don't recommend had a pet. But in other, some devotees have pets, no, like dogs, because especially when they have kids, and they sometimes they dad and mom, no, buy a dog or a cat or something. But especially with the dog, maybe sounds strange or weird, but a dog is a good animal. Maybe in the Vedic culture, no, it's not a very nice animal. But we can learn a lot of a dog, a lot of things. And at the end of this conversation, we are going to understand why. But first of all, Srila Prabhupada explained something about the one characteristic of Krishna. He is absolute. And another thing, it doesn't matter which form or aspect he show us. He always is absolute. He is always absolute. And there is an explanation of Hridayananda Maharaj. Very nice explanation. There is a book, I don't remember the. There's infinite pleasure. I don't know the translation. And absolute truth. That is the title of the book. And Maharaj explained the vision, the relative vision, and the absolute vision. In our days, we have the experience that we hear, this is Western philosophy, and this is Eastern philosophy. Different types of philosophy. But finally, all the philosophers in the world are seeking the absolute truth. So it doesn't matter if it's Western philosophy or Eastern philosophy, because finally, the object is absolute that they are searching. So in the same way, maybe I can say this book is beautiful, and it's an incredible book. But for my vision, this book is beautiful. Maybe for you, or for you, or you, the book is not so beautiful. Because the beautiful of this book is relative. I give you an example now. Maybe it's a, no, not Bhagavad Gita, but the beautiful of this flower, for example. Maybe you like red, but I like yellow. So this flower is not beautiful to me. You understand? Okay. So the problem here is not the object. The problem is the vision. So in terms of vision, we have this differentiation. Devotee and non-devotee. In this material world, especially in this part of the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada explained Kurma Sarira, no? The form of a tortoise. Is the same tortoise and turtle? Same thing. Okay. Tortoise. But we know that the tortoise is not an attractive animal. Maybe in this material world, the only person that is attracted to a turtle is another turtle. You understand? The only person who can be attractive to the turtle is another turtle. Or maybe a human being that have a turtle, has a pet. Oh, my dear turtle, little one. Well, it's a business. I don't know if you know. It's a business selling turtles and different things. I think that is illegal sometimes. No? Because turtles are exotic sometimes. Yes. For example, the scientists, they like turtles because they study turtles, they study animals. But this is not a generally thing. Generally, people don't feel attraction to a turtle. And what to speak about love a turtle? It's more difficult. So in this case, Krishna appears with the form of a turtle, of a tortoise. So for the non-devotee, it's really difficult to understand this. Krishna has explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Paritrayana Sadunam, Vinasaya Chaduskritam, Dharma Samstapanaritaya, Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. Sambhavami Yuge Yuge. He appeared millennium after millennium. Exactly. So he appeared in different forms, the forms that the most crazy forms, no, like fish or boar or different things. But for a non-devotee, as Prabhupada explained here, it's really difficult to understand this. And why? Because we have a specific mentality. The mentality of the enjoyer. We think that we are the enjoyers. And when we have this mentality, we are not able to understand the Supreme Personality of God. That is a fact. But of course, it's difficult to understand this, we think that we are the enjoyers. Sometimes we have to experience or have some experience to finally understand that we are not the enjoyers. The other day, with Gokulananda Prabhu, we were doing Sankirtan in Elgin. Elgin is? Yes, Elgin. We were doing Sankirtan in Elgin, and it was snowing, and it was really cool weather, extremely cool. And we are doing in the parking of the mall. So after a few minutes, I start to feel my fingers, pain in my fingers. Yes, because it's really cool, cold. And after some time, even I couldn't speak. One question, not with my mouth, no, freeze. And I start to think, I am not an enjoyer. This is definitely, I am not an enjoyer. Because it depends on the circumstance, we can enjoy some things, and in another circumstance, we are not able to enjoy. So if we understand this, we can start to understand the different incarnations of the Lord. But this is not enough. Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita too, and Prabhupada explains that Krishna give us the opportunity to see him or love him in a specific form. If we don't have the mercy of the Lord, even if we are detached of this world, we have detachment, we are not able to appreciate. Because we need that Krishna give us the opportunity to love him. And there is an example of this. Sometimes people don't understand why we have all this building in order to please two kind of statues. People say this. Why are you worshipping statues? And they don't understand why we maintain all this big building in the middle of the city, spending a lot of money in paying taxes, or buying boga or food, and spending a lot of things, even spending our lives here inside, our youth. All our abilities we are spending here in order to satisfy statues. They don't understand this. The non-devotees don't understand this. One disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, this is a famous story, one disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he was a rich man, very rich man. And he decides build a temple in order to worship the Lord for Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he spent all his wealth, all his fortune in that construction. And the result of this is that he became homeless. And the people don't understand this. Why you spend all your money, all your wealth, just for worship a statue? Oh, they don't understand it. And finally, the rich man, the poor man, he asked for a little corner in the big temple in order to live there and die, and finally die. Another example, I don't know if you have experience, Salagram Shilas, or the Shilas, or Govardhan Shilas. That was my first impression here in the Krishna consciousness, when I saw a devotee worshipping or talking about his Shilas. What is this? What is the difference between a Shila and a stone in the river? No. And the devotee talked in a very sweet way. No, oh, this is the Lord. No, look, you can hold a little But just, and they give the Shila, touch the Shila, no? And they put the Shila in my hand, no? Okay. But I wasn't able to understand that. And even now, I don't understand why, no? The devotees have a very intense relationship with the Lord. But if you don't have that vision, you cannot understand that. The vision is not the vision of the eyes, only the eyes. The devotees have a vision of the heart. There is a difference. Like explained here in a very nice verse. I think that the last class I quote this verse. The Brahma Samhita 5:38. Listen, is Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Santa Sadaiva Hridayeshu Vilokayanti Yamsyama Sunnaramachintya Gunaswarupam Govindamadipurusham Tamaham Bhajamim. I worship the Primeval Lord Govinda, who is always seen by the devotee whose eyes are anointed with the pulp of love. He is seen in his eternal form of Syama Sundar, situated within the heart of the devotee. Yesterday, Maharaj, Ramapada Maharaj, he gave a nice class in the morning about the deities, the different deities, and how appreciate now the different the Lord Krishna, and he show us a PowerPoint, very nice PowerPoint, with different deities of different times and different places, from different places. No? The deities, Radha Krishna of, no, I don't know, Houston, Kishore Kishori of Chicago, Radha Londonishwara, London, different deities. And these deities are the same deities, is Krishna himself and Radha Krishna himself, but they are different. We have ancient deities and we have modern deities because everything in Krishna consciousness is improving. And the ancient deities, if you see the ancient deities, you found the form that the feature of that deities are very, like, I don't know, gross forms, no? Very difficult to perceive the beauty of that deities, no? Because you see all this, even it's different from the human form, it's not similar. Sometimes the deities have the eyes too big, no? And the face, little face, and the eyes big. And the unproportioned, no? It's unproportioned deities, forms. Or the ears, very big. Or the arms, no? Big. The deities of Lord Chaitanya, the ancient deities, no? Very big arms, and the body is tiny. And then you have the new deities, the modern deities, because the devotees that make deities are improving their abilities. So you have beautiful deities like this. And sometimes we think, I like this deity more than this other, no? Or I prefer this deity more than this other, or Krishna, but I prefer this because I like more, no? We cannot understand sometimes that, or we cannot appreciate that Krishna is in all that forms, the ancient deities and the new deities, and on the Shalagram Shila, on the Govardhan Shila, or different deities. Maybe we know, we understand, but we cannot appreciate or feel something. You understand? You understand? And in this point, the example of the dog, as I told you in the beginning, The example of the dog is the most appropriate example. Yes. Do you know why? Maybe the people that doesn't or don't have the experience of a pet can it's difficult to understand, but the people that yes, we have the experience of a pet or have a pet, we can understand. You are tired, you finished your day, you open the door of your house, and there is a dog, no? And he is moving his tail, no? He receiving you. Even if you are sad, or even if you are happy or anger, he has the ability to understand and recognize his master. Another day you enter into your home with a suit business, no? With dress. And another day you enter with a jogging sister dress or with a dhoti. Or smelling good or smelling bad, but the dog always recognizes you. And he moves his tail and he's happy receive you. Happy. In the same way, the devotee of Krishna, and especially the neophyte devotee, the advanced devotee, he has the ability to recognize the Lord or his master. And it doesn't matter the form that he has or the form that he manifests. He recognizes his master automatically. Ancient deity, new deity, tortoise, Krishna, Syamasundar, the same. He recognizes Krishna. So we can learn of the for the exam, from the example of the dog. The Lord, the dog, it has that ability. So, these are some thoughts about this topic. I don't know if you have any question or comments, and maybe tomorrow we can hear a very nice class because the next verse is beautiful, too. So, you have any comment or question? Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you for your explanation and appreciate. But one thing I want to comment,
yes.
Why the form of tortoise is so attractive to the eyes of devotees? The main reason is that since Krishna expands, means Krishna resides in that form, that's why very attractive. I remember if you go to Krishna book, you can see when Brahma stole all the calves, cows, you know, then for 1 year Krishna expanded himself, you know, in form of calves, cows, boys, you know, cowherd boys. Then what happened? Then natural attraction between elderly gopis and boys and you know, calves and between calves and cows increased because Krishna, he has himself expanded. Yeah. So, their attraction naturally increased as usual, more than that. So, and again, another thing is Krishna is expanding and he is present in super souls, as super soul in every individuals. It is a natural tendency that now we have to love Krishna because he is situated in our heart. But since he has himself manifested in tortoise form, that's why naturally it will be more attractive. You know? Another thing also regarding to your dog example. Yeah, dog is very, we have to learn so many things from dog. He is always alert, you know. And his sleep is very thin, little sound he'll wake up. You know? And but same time Prabhupada mentioned in his purport that according to Vedic injunction, we should not keep dog in our home. Why? Because he's very abominable, you know, entity is how, because you know he will smell everywhere, he will go outside, filthy things, will contaminate the whole house. So that's why Lord Vishnu will not come to your house. If you keep dog, then Lord Vishnu will not enter to your house. Prabhupada clearly mentioned in his purport. Somewhere I cannot remember, but he has mentioned.
No, it's a fact that the dog, for that reason we don't have a cat here in the temple or a dog. But thanks Prabhu, it's a very nice comment. Yes, I agree with that. And about the dog, they have attraction for the Harinam, for example. If you are doing Harinam in the streets, and I don't know here because you don't have dogs in the streets, no way, like. Yes. And Lord Chaitanya has too, a lot of pastime with dogs now. Lord Chaitanya, yes. But one thing important here is the principle that we can extract of this verse. It's very revolutionary, because the devotee has the opportunity to see God in every part. It doesn't matter the religion, or it's a non-sectarian principle. It's very important. Yes, bro.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. That was a great class. I wanted to add on a thought that I had while you were speaking on like the attraction of Krishna. When a devotee actually sees Krishna in the heart, the devotee also has attractive qualities as well. Often think how I was speaking to someone about this a few days ago, how most devotees have like very attractive qualities. We're not all the same, but we have a potency that comes from Krishna that gives us the ability to affect others. So I think one of the reasons why Sadhu Sangha is so important in devotional life is because we sort of rub off each other. My mom used to always use the parable when I was like a kid. It's like you are the company you keep, or birds of a feather flock together. So in that respects, I feel most devotees have the same effect on others. So Krishna being like a part of all of us is super soul, Paramatma. When he expands in our hearts and he purifies our own hearts, we have that effect on other people. So I guess in that respects, the power of Krishna consciousness is it allows you to attract others to Krishna just by showing people the power of Krishna from your own qualities that you emanate just from, devotional service or just treating everyone as a friend. And as Maharaj said in yesterday's class, not looking at people as enemies, you know, having that effect on people can also transform their own hearts, and they can also understand Krishna just as the incarnation of the tortoise. Like, he expanded the form of a tortoise and created a greater attraction to the tortoise just by him expanding it into a tortoise. So, okay. Hare Krishna.
Thanks for the comment. You want to say something? Okay. Yes, bro.
Well, I have two questions.
Questions?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
One is, do you know more about this Hiranmaya Varsha, which is mentioned here?
About?
The Hiranmaya Varsha, this place, where it is, or is it part of the material world or spiritual world?
This is part of the, as I understand, it's part of the spiritual world. And Maya Varsha. I think that Gokulananda, you told me that this is like an explanation of the different parts of the universe. Yes? The universe, but in the material world. Yes, exactly.
Okay. So second question, which is related, is that so if this is part of material world, then the Lord, the tortoise form, the kurma, is that a temporary manifestation of the Lord? We hear that from Brahma Samhita also that all the manifestations are spiritual and eternal. So how's that fits into the picture that the Lord resides in this Hiranmaya Varsha, which is a part of this material world?
Good question. I have the same question. Maybe I can investigate a little bit, and then I can answer you. Now I can speculate a little bit. I don't want to do that. Gokulananda, you can answer that question. Actually, Jai Jagannath has to be here in the train, giving this class, not me. But I don't know. Can you repeat the question?
Yes.
You mean because the your understanding is that the worshippers in Maya Varsha they are living with kurma. That's what you're trying to say. Like, for example, it was described also Prahlad Maharaj is worshipping Iranya Nrisimhadev. But this, so you mean that all the incarnations of the Lord, your understanding is that all the incarnations of the Lord are living in the material world? That's yes. Exactly. Yes. Yes, you said it. So the incarnation of the Lord are all eternal, and they appear in the material world. To it's like a circus that goes all over the universe, and then they become unmanifested. But they are all the time appearing in different parts of the universe constantly. At every second, there is a new incarnation of the Lord, or the same incarnation, like Krishna is right now in another universe, appearing and in another universe. This is eternal also, the way they are manifesting in the material world eternally also. But not a specific form, plays his pastimes and then disappear. But the Lord is also worshipped in different varshas as specific forms, like these residents, they are worshipping Kurmadev. And in the previous verses, it was explaining another varsha, it was Matsya Avatar, Vasatu Manu. And in another varsha, Prahlad Maharaj is worshipping. So I don't have information, but the question will be, they are worshipping a deity form of the Lord, or they are worshipping the Lord as, I'm not sure if that is your question, if they are worshipping a deity. Yeah. You need that information? I don't know.
All right. Okay. Thanks, Gokulananda. Rahul, what's your name? Ji? Chittananda. Okay, thanks Prabhu. And Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki. Bye.